It's the feast of St. Martha. She's the sister to Mary and the sister to her brother Lazarus. And unlike them, there's nothing too impressive or too flattering about her in all the Gospels. She didn't stand at the foot of the cross the way Mary did. She wasn't present for the crucifixion. She wasn't raised from the dead like Lazarus was. She wasn't present at the tomb when Christ rose and met the risen Christ. And in fact, the two encounters we have with her and Jesus, in both cases, Jesus gently corrects her. The popular one about being anxious about many things, and then today about the resurrection. She expressed faith in the resurrection, but on the last day, and Jesus purifies her understanding, says, I'm the resurrection. And that's present today. And so there's nothing too impressive or flattering in the Gospels about her. And perhaps that's what makes her really special for unimpressive people like you and me. That she peels back the layers to show us what sanctity and sainthood is all about. And I believe it's this. Martha is canonized because she was a friend of Christ. A friend. We need to make sure we don't complicate this too much. That in the end, when grace gets its way in us, all the sentiments we have and all the motives we have in regards to earthly friends is what we have for Christ. To want to be a faithful friend. And so let us focus on that today. Let us ask God, let us ask Jesus when we receive him today to grant us those graces, the sentiments, the affections of friendship with him and for him.